I next met with another ONS Symposium faculty member, Dr. Melissa Johnson, also from Sarah Cannon Research Institute in Nashville, who was part of our symposium on lung cancer. To begin, Dr. Johnson commented on evolving research in identifying genetic mutations in these tumors that in many cases can be successfully treated with targeted therapy.
Finding mutations in patients' tumors is increasingly important in how we take care of patients with lung cancer. We know that roughly between one-third and one-half now of patients will have some oncogenic driver in their cancer, and the most common being EGFR, ALK, and ROS1. At Sarah Cannon, we look for those three mutations in every patient with a newly diagnosed non-squamous lung cancer.
I guess we should point out that not every EGFR mutation is sort of an activating mutation. There are potentially three EGFR TKIs that are used, erlotinib, a common one, but also afatinib as well as gefitinib. What do we know about those three, and what do people tend to utilize first?
So here in the United States, I think we are most comfortable with erlotinib. It's been around the longest here in the United States. In Asia and Europe, gefitinib has also been around for a similar amount of time. Afatinib was the most recent first-generation EGFR inhibitor to join the group. I think in the United States, oncologists have a preference for erlotinib or afatinib as a result. And it sort of depends on practice patterns and whether or not an oncologist has a level of comfort using one or the other. The nice thing about erlotinib is that the side effect profile is very manageable. Rash and diarrhea are commonly seen, but the dose of erlotinib can be modulated depending on the side effects, and we know that that doesn't compromise the efficacy of the drug. I think that's also true for afatinib, honestly, and I've used both of those drugs in my patients. There are a couple different trials that compared afatinib to chemotherapy for patients with EGFR mutations, and in retrospect, the patients with exon 19 deletions seemed to do better with afatinib. And so there is some suggestion that these exon 19 deletion mutations respond really nicely to afatinib. However, subsequently, there's also been other trials to suggest that actually there may not be so much of a preference after all. And so again, I think it comes back to the preference of the oncologist.